Books on Tape presents Meet You in Hell by Les Standiford, read by John H. Mayer. If I have not been able to avoid the reputation of being rich during my life, death will at last free me from this stain. John Calvin. Success consecrates the most offensive crimes. Seneca. Prelude. Eye of the Needle. When I undertook this retracing of the intertwined and singular lives of Andrew Carnegie and Henry Clay Frick, two of the most influential men to emerge from a remarkable historical period that spawned so many earth-roaming titans, I was well aware of the conflicted feelings I held toward my subjects. After all, I grew up in the 1950s. In the hills of southeastern Ohio, the child of working-class parents in a mining and manufacturing center. For many years I had watched as my mother and father and my many aunts and uncles rose early, or late depending on the shifts they worked, packed their lunches into bags or tins, and made their way to the mines or the factories where they fought the machines and tended the lines for 8 largely uninterrupted hours, earning the wages that kept us going from paycheck to paycheck. Though Carnegie and Frick were long gone, their legacies were largely intact and robust. School field trips often took me and my classmates to the nearby metropolis of Pittsburgh, where the smoke from the mighty blast furnaces of U.S. Steel and Jones and Laughlin and so many others turned every Monongahela Valley day into dusk. The United States was the undisputed leader of the industrialized world.